This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about Trump and Truth Social and how all of that is going, because there have been some developments. And we'll just run through everything. It's worth remembering, because a bunch of questions have come in about this. I don't give investment advice. That's not something I do. But we will go through what has transpired. If you missed the news, we talked about it briefly on Sunday, how there were a lot of people who believed that the stock value of Truth Social was, well, it was unexpectedly high, and that it was kind of riding a bubble and so on and so forth. And I said that when that moment came, well, it would definitely be a moment. It is less bubbly today. And at least one of the people that I talked to about this, they seem to believe that this actually isn't the moment where it's getting bad, that's still to come. But again, it's the stock market, so take that with a grain of salt. What do we know has occurred? An SEC filing indicated that the company had a revenue of $4.1 million. Not bad, $4.1 million. I mean, that's a lot of money. And losses of $58 million. That led to a wee bit of a decline when it comes to the value of the stock. If you remember, last week there were a bunch of articles talking about Trump's windfall and how many billions of dollars he, you know, made, and how his net worth went up. It was $6.3 billion last week. That has declined by about $2.5 billion, $1 billion of that today, leaving him with around $3.8 billion at time of filming. It's worth remembering that without intervention of some kind, he won't really be able to turn the stock value, that paper money, into actual money for months. So if this trend was to continue, it is unlikely that this is the windfall that is going to fix his problems. So that's what's going on. You know, there were a lot of people saying that the stock was overvalued just based on revenue and users and a whole bunch of technical analysis and stuff like that. It appears the SEC filing put some of that into focus for some people. It's worth noting that if somebody with a bunch of money really had faith in Trump's brand and put a bunch of money into the stock, well, the price would go back up and Trump would regain some of that value. The other thing worth remembering, and this may be the more consequential part, is that part of the reason the value of the stock was so high, the price was because a lot of people trusted Trump and they put their money into it. They are suffering the same fate that Trump is, as far as when the price of that stock went down, they lost money too. That might have wider implications, because at least some of the people that were invested were people who, well, they put a lot of faith in Trump as a whole. They might also be his political supporters. And it is, it's unclear how these developments might impact their view of him as a candidate. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.